FM 90.3 WJTL and at WJTL.com and even this thing called the WJTL app. Jordan Felice, Felice Navi. Good morning to you. 719.
We've got a winner.
Congratulations going out to Jeremy Lockman from right here in Mannheim. He's our very first winner on this Thursday. He won Kathy Liekeford's book, The Jesus I Know. Looks like an awesome book. Super excited for you to have that in your hands. You can find out more about the book at KathyLeeGifford.com. You can also keep listening throughout all of today because we have many more chances for you to win.
It's very cool. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
We also have weather forecast look for you today. Sunny, breezy, cold. Just a high 38 today. Mostly cloudy on our overnight tonight, low 30. Friday, Christmas Eve day, cloudy, high 49. Christmas Day, Saturday, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers, high 56. And then Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high around 50 as well. A warmer weekend ahead of us. It's just 26 degrees here in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guests, one whose voice you know well, Mindy Lynn is here, and her friend Sean High as well. They are president and vice president, respectfully, of Ease the Burden. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred and Annie.
Great to have you both here. And Sean, tell us about Ease the Burden and what you guys have been doing in the community.
Well, Ease the Burden is an organization dedicated to teaching kids community service. So the idea is we talked about the burdens that are out there in our community. And we think the best way to help with those burdens is to train children and to train kids to be, servants in a way. It's teach them the joy of giving, because we believe that once you learn to give, it's something you want to do. Mm. It's obviously why Mindy and I want to do this organization. You know, I know for myself, you know, I was taught as a child, you know, whether it was Sunday school or I went to Locust Grove Mennonite School, we learned to give. And you found out that amazingly, you get the joy from giving when you do that.
Yeah, it's so true. And we were talking the other day about how, you know, so many of the folks who do things like are cooking at the Rotaries, the VFWs, the fire companies, the church potlucks, those folks are getting older and they're passing on. And it seems like the next generation, sort of our generation, didn't really take that mantle like those folks did. And, here we have so many needs in our community, and I love that you're training up the kids to be those need meters.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, Fred, because I've actually had this conversation with people at my church that there's a gap. You know, there seems to be I'm a Gen Xer, and there's an age gap. And so you have so many people that are maybe the boomers that are just, they serve, and then there's this gap. So we need people to come up and step up and fill that gap and, you know, as our organization, ease those burdens.
Yeah. Mindy, any stories about how you guys are implementing this?
Yeah. So we're super excited. We just spoke last break about 625 cards that were handmade by some intermediate school students. So there's some younger kids who helped out. Sticking in that age gap, you know, 7th and 8th graders, we have a STEM class at Pequay Valley Intermediate School that is hoping to find a business to help fund this project. And what it is we have a need for a person in our community who needs a ramp built in their home to get in and out of their home. We'll take these STEM kids, they use their math, you take the wood shop class, you tie those kids in together, you get those measurements right, you know, they use their talents and skills, and they're going to have a person able to get in and out of their home with ease.
I love that.
It's just little projects like that that are going to go a long way to ease that burden of that person in our community who is unable to get in and out of their home safely. But we're teaching these kids, you know, they're going to have fun doing it too. Yeah. Just like the cards, those kids were like drawing and sticking glue and cutting and paper mache and having a good time giving back and easing these burdens. So, and it's all different ages. We'll take elementary school kids. We'll find something for you to do. It can be picking up trash in the community park, up to the high school kid who can take on maybe a water project for the Chesapeake Bay.
You're partnering with schools, the churches. If folks are listening, say, well, I'd like my school to be involved, my kids to be involved, how can they do that?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's helpetb.org. We also are on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, and we're on Instagram. Ease the Burden. Super simple to find us.
Yeah, super simple. Helpetb.org or find them on Facebook and Instagram. It's a great opportunity for you to get involved and get your kids involved as well. Guys, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Fred Nanny.
We loved having you. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Back to the music we go. This is Third Day Christmas Like a Child on WJTL. Good morning.